We're here vibing out with Vibe With Us. Here with Morgan, my good friend. How's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Great. I can see you have a stone that you're wearing already.
I do, actually. I brought this myself, though. I'm going to go check out the table, but yeah, this is my Labradorite stone. I really like it. It's supposed to like help you with creativity and with connection and stuff, but honestly, I just like how it looks, too. So there's that part of it.
Do you believe in things like that, in stones actually like helping you out and providing you light?
You know, I do. I don't believe that we have it down to a science, how some people have it, where it's like, this will do this and this and this exactly. But I feel like there is definitely, they give off a frequency, they give off a resonance, and so do we. So when two objects come together that have a frequency, they will affect each other. So I feel that there is some, because they're living, you know, there's something in there. So I know, maybe we don't have it down 100%, but there is something going on there. And it is a little magical. So.
Very cool. Now, were you wearing this when you were creating all this art?
No, this one's new, actually. Okay. But I have a bunch in my pocket that I was, yeah, so.
Let's see them. Show me this stuff, man.
These are the ones I usually roll with right here, if you can see. But I got like a few black ones, like onyx and hematite, which is supposed to be good for protection. And this is carnelian, which is supposed to be good for creativity and for kind of like energizing you. And so like, I don't know, but like watch, take a, for instance, put that in your hand. You feel a little something there? Like you don't have to define it, but you feel a little something, right? Like a weightiness to it or some kind of...
This is the best way I could describe it. Have you ever drank ginger beer in a copper mug?
Ooh, okay.
I feel that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I, like a Moscow Mule in there, like a metallic kind of...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but then there's also that kind of fizziness or like a life in it, right? Like something, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and each one...
I'm going to keep this, by the way.
Whoa. But it's like sampling liquors, you know? Well, the more you like drink, the more nuance you can find in there. Same with stones. The more you play with one, you'll feel a difference when you hold another one. So just for that, I feel like there is something there, you know?
Now, let's talk real quickly about your pieces. You know, it is Vibe With Us, but I like what you've done. Some people do the galaxy, some people do... You did a little something a little different, which I like. You know, not everybody is exactly the same here, which, you know, like, Tunes and Booze, everyone had a bunch of tunes and stuff like that, but that's kind of what I like about this one, is everybody has the time to shine, you know, their own personality.
Yeah, their own interpretation, you know, of that, and it's how we connect with it.
So tell me about
that. Yeah, a lot of with my work, I like to, I want to say channel stuff, you know, where it's more like, I don't have, for this one, I did have a plan. I worked from a photo, I had an idea of what I wanted to say, but like these ones, this one, and this one that I did tonight, that I'm still working on, it's kind of more, I start with the mood, and I try to like, feel the energy around us, and I try to like, ask to see things, so then I'll like, feel something, and I'll put the colors, and put the mood on, and then the paint will fall in such a way that I'll see the figure. Like, that figure in the middle was just an accident. The paint fell in such a way that I started defining it right there, and then it just became that. And so, to me, that's how I connect to the universe, whereas I ask it to send me something and show me something. A lot of times people ask me, like, oh, what is this in your painting? And I don't have an answer, because I don't really know, because it's something that I feel was sent to me, or channeled down, and so in that way, I feel like I'm connecting with the universe, or I'm giving messages in that way, and so that's pretty much my work process.
Did you do this right now, or?
Yeah, I had no preconceived ideas for it. I started with the sun, and I worked around it, and then did this texture, and I kind of saw maybe it's like shrubs or something, did a tree, and then I saw the figure, and now I'm going from there, and now it's turning into something. And since now that it's defined, there's an actual image, but that emotion or whatever, and that whole mood that I had at first still comes through, I feel like. And I think that's what I've been trying to cultivate in my art lately. So it's more than just me, because it's not just my own ego, and it's not just me saying, this is something. It's more like, I feel like I'm collaborating with the universe. I know that sounds a little cheesy, but I mean...
No, it's exactly what tonight's all about, is collaborating with the universe. So I love it.
Very true, very true. But yeah.
Now, if people want to get your stuff, do they have to physically come and see you, or do you have like a website or anything?
I'm actually in the process of building a website, but right now I do sell prints and stuff on my Instagram. So it's lucid_Morgan, just Lucid Morgan. And so you can just follow me there, DM me for prices and whatnot. Every piece on my Instagram, I do have prints available, so I'm able to sell them. And usually prints like this, like poster quality, stuff it's nice. These are like $20 usually, and I have these smaller ones, which are only $10. So hit me up.
Very cool. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a great night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do it.
Take it.
Yeah.